Sotaber Gimel Mishnah Dalad. Eina maspekas listois, ache ponem orikos, veine boltois, vihin mismales gidim. Mishnah saying that mamish, right after she drinks, it would start taking effect that her face would become green and her eyes would start bulging out and her whole body would start expanding where she would look like she has a lot of different limbs all over the place. In other words, she's not in good shape at this point. Now, right away, the Gemara proves from here that this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, that holds like Reb Shimon, that the order is, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, the order is first the Mincha and then drinking. Because how is it possible that right when she finishes drinking, it starts to take effect? We said before, in the previous Mishnah, that if you first drink and then the Mincha comes, you always have to wait for the end of the Karban Mincha. The Torah says by the Karban Mincha, Mincha Zikaron Maskeres Avon. So if the Karban Mincha is happening afterwards, it can't start taking effect like this on her right away. You have to wait to bring the Karban Mincha. So obviously, it must be going according to Reb Shimon, that first they already brought the Mincha, and now they made her drink, and then it's starting to take effect. V'heim omrim hotziua, hotziua, shlotetame hazara. And then when they see this, they say, quick, get her out, that she shouldn't be metame hazara. Now, it's not like you think, well, at least I thought, that they're trying to take her out because they don't want her to die, because her death will be metame hazara, because Misa, a dead body, believe it or not, is not metamada azara. The only thing that's metamada azara, in this case, would be if she would become a nida. Because only a nida and a zavar are usher to come to the harabais. A mace is allowed to go to the harabais. The shar nikonor that she's standing by did not have the same kedusha of the azara. It was outside the azara. It was in the harabais, but it was outside the azara. And outside the azara, a mace was allowed to be there. It was not metam anything. But a zav and a nida couldn't be there. So they were concerned that even though she's in Harabayas, even if she died there, that's not the big concern. The concern is that because of everything that's going on, it may cause her to have a bodily flow that would become tame. So therefore, they quickly try to get her out. But the Mishnah says, Im yesh la zchus haisa soilala. If she had another zchus, it would suspend the effects of the water. As the Mishnah says, yesh zchus tola shona achas. There's a type of zchus that can push it off and suspend it for a year. Yesh zchus toila shtei shonim. There's a zchus that can suspend it for 2 years. Yesh zchus toila shalosh shonim. And it can even be suspended for 3 years. And the Gemara explains, the zchus we're talking about, what zchus? The zchus of Torah, that if she took her children to the Beis HaSefer, or she waited for her husband and supported her husband that went out of the city to learn Torah. So in other words, she was supporting the learning of Torah. That would be a big zchus for her, that sometimes it can go 1, 2, or 3 years. They sent to bring, learned that from different places, that Hashem is Marich Af for 3 years, learned that from different places in Tanakh. So it is actually possible that the water, even though she was Tameh and she did something wrong, that the water wouldn't take effect right away. Mikan Oimer Ben Azai. From here, Ben Azai says, Chayv Adam Lamed is Bito Torah. A person's Mechuyiv to teach his daughter Torah. Shem Tishtek, because if she drinks, eventually from the Meimarim, Teda Shaschus Toilala. Everybody will know that the zchus is the thing that suspended her. In other words, Ben Azai's concerned, like the Freisrael says, that he's concerned that what would happen if a woman would drink and she wouldn't be killed? And people would say, ah, you see, the water doesn't work. So if everybody knows that her father taught her Torah, it'll be self-evident. So you'll always sort of protect the water. When I say protect the water, I mean that people won't talk badly about this water, that it can't really work. You'll always protect the water if you teach your daughter Torah. Rabbi Eliezer says, he disagrees, he says, anybody that teaches a daughter Torah, it's as if he's teaching her Tiflis. So Tiflis, according to the Rav, is a Lashon of Znus. Tiflis is like Chibur Mishkav Anoshim. Why? Because Torah teaches a certain Chochmah. When one learns in Isaac with Gemara, it teaches a certain Chochmah, and it almost sounds like she's going to use this Chochmah discreetly to do things like this. That's one way to learn what Tiflis is. The Rambam learns Tiflis is just frivolity. And it's as if when a person teaches his daughter Torah, it's not the same thing as teaching a man Torah, that malus that's involved. And it's as if he's teaching her and he's sort of treating the Torah like Tiflis. Like it's chok, like something that's like just a joke to her. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Rabbi Yeshua seems to be going along Rabbi Eliezer. Reitze isha bekav v'tiflis mitisha kavin uprishas. Rabbi Yeshua says that a woman would rather have one kav of, like, food, and still have tiflis. Let's just learn, like, the first pshat in the Rav, which is bia. Mitisha kabin uprishas. You'd rather have that over having tons of food and tons of mizonos, 9 kabim, and precious, and abstinence. In other words, a woman would much rather have a little bit of food and have more tashmish than the opposite. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua also agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, like the Rav says, that it's better not to teach her Torah. However, as the Chofetz Chaim writes, that Bizman Azeh, Adarab, it's a mitzvah to teach girls Chumash, Nevim, Ksuvim, Musr Chazal, Machshava, anything that would strengthen their Amunah is a mitzvah, Adarab. And obviously, any halachas that are nogea for women. And finally, Mishnah ends, Hu Haya Omer, I guess this is going Rabbi Shua, he used to say, Chassid Shota, the Rab brings an example would be, a person sees a woman drowning in the sea, and he's such a tzaddik, he says, oh, I don't want to look at her. She's not dressed properly, and he just lets her die. So he's a chassid shoita. The Rasha Arum, and a Rasha Arum, a deceitful Rasha. This would be, like the Rav says, a person that goes in front of a dying first and gives all of his reasoning while he should be the one that wins the case. So this way, by the time his friend comes and says his case, the dying already has been tainted and he's going to believe the first person that was already over the Isser Lo Sisa Shema Shav. The Isha Prusha, and Isha Prusha is like some type of sorcerer that would stop a woman from giving birth through sorcery. And then this lady would go to her and ask her to help. And then the woman, the sorcerer would say, hold on, I'm going to go daven. I'm such a great person. I'm going to go daven and you're going to be well. So then she would go to the side. She would be pirish and go to the side. And then instead of davening, she would just move away the sorcery, the spell. And then the woman would be able to give birth and she would look like such a great person. But really, she's just using kshafim. She's called an Isha Prusha. Umakus Prushin. Makas Prushin are people that hurt themselves because they're separating. They think they're making themselves such big tzaddikim on the outside. They're like walking into walls. They want to look like big tzaddikim, not to look in any direction. Possibly there's a woman there. They're not, and they're also, they're seeming so humble that they're not even picking their feet up. So they're smashing their toes against rocks and stuff. And blood is gushing out of their forehead because of this. So these are like fakes. Hare'elu mechale oilam. All these people destroy the world. And we can just learn destroying the world meaning their own world. A person is considered a world. And destroying because they're not really people. Their inside is not like their outside. They're showing everybody that they're great, but really on the inside they're not.